This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, you made it till Friday. Congratulations. And I hope everyone has a great, great weekend. And we are going to kick things off today with our good friends from Barber's Food, Greg Bloom. How are you, sir?
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, woohoo. It's great.
Son, has this last 9 months just seemed
Yeah, it seems like it's dragged on. But you know what? I'm glad it's dragging on. I know we need the moisture, but the weather is just outrageous. This might be the last day for a while, but it's just beautiful. So, yeah. Today and tomorrow, it's great.
Absolutely.
Be outside.
We live in a beautiful state.
We do. We do.
I love it. All right, let's talk about Barber's Foods, man. And I am so glad we all got connected with John and yourself and all of us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have changed our eating. I'm telling you, my wife and I this morning, I said, we should go to dinner tonight. I go, but that's so crazy when we've got all this stuff.
Yeah, you got some top quality restaurant food.
I mean, where are we going to go to get anything better?
In your freezer. Yeah, well, we are trying to connect people to their food source. That's the unique thing about Barber's Foods is that all of the food we sell, we actually know the producer. So whether you're buying fish or red meat or chicken, we know where it's come from. And that's the story we want to pass on because there's just a lot of mystery in food anymore because we don't raise it, right? So, yeah.
And most of us hadn't really thought about that if we shopped the grocery store all our life.
Right. It's just what we're used to.
But now you're like, man, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Even the buyers in those stores don't have any idea,
right,
do they?
Right. And in the food world, there's a slow, more expensive way to raise food, whether it's a grain or, a meat item. And there's a fast, we call it conventional way. And, most people are eating conventional food. It's grown the fast way, the efficient way. And I'm not here to tell anyone that that's bad for them, but that's just not what we do. We want you to know where the fish comes from. So whether it's fish or whatever. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be doing a special deal on some salmon, and we're going to be talking to actually one of our partners with Barber's Foods here from Alaska and talk about this here in just a moment. But let's kind of run through just some of your top products, for a minute, because, man, everything is so good, Greg.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we don't sell bad stuff. We filter that out. So, I think by volume, the number one seller in terms of pounds is probably chicken because people eat more chicken than probably any other protein. It's, like 3-4 times a week, some people eat chicken, as opposed to maybe red meat. And so the chicken we get is from, there's no chickens grown in Colorado anymore. Except for there's some egg-laying chickens down near the Montrose area.
Okay.
But those are not put into meat production. But as far as meat chickens, there are just no more here. Haven't been for many, many decades. So the closest family farm that we have found is actually in Northern California, the Pittman family, also known as Mary's Chicken. That's the mom's name, Mary. And you can actually go to maryschicken.com. That's not our website, but they have some pretty cool videos there of their farm and their production and how they do the air-chilled method. And so air-chilled chicken is going to cost a consumer more than a water-chilled chicken. And should I go into tell
people? Please, because I'm telling you, there's a difference now that I know, because I wouldn't have known in a million years.
So I've been in the meat business for 26 years and have had the ability to go into a lot of USDA plants, including a few dozen chicken plants. So what I'm telling you, I've seen, it's not third party. So in a normal conventional chicken plant, the chickens are going through at about 145 birds per minute. It's very fast. And after they stun the bird and take the feathers off the bird, they have to get the carcass temperature down to get bacteria level down so that there's some shelf life on the product. So they do that, Scott, by putting the chicken in a big pool of water that has a whole lot of bleach in it. And that water bath gets really dirty after a very short amount of time. You can imagine the blood, the feathers, the stink. I call it the black bath. And so your chicken is taking a black bath. Literally the water's black after a short time. And that's why when you go to the supermarket, labels don't lie. Look at that label on that chicken item, and it's going to say in real small print, you might need your bifocals if you're me and your reading glasses, I mean, and it'll say may contain up to 5% added solution. And you got to think, where's that added solution coming from? It's coming from the black bathtub. It's where the water absorbs in the chicken, because the chicken carcass is like a sponge, you know, it's pulls that in. And it really, really dramatically affects the flavor and the shelf life. So you eat it. In fact, in the European Union, they do not allow chickens to be cooled this way, and they don't import our chicken because of this way of water cooling them. So Pittman Farms, Pittman family, they only air chill. So air chilled chicken doesn't go in the black bath. The carcasses are hung from the ceiling. And you can see this on the video that I mentioned that's at maryschicken.com. But the freezing cold nitrogen air is filling the room and blowing around with fans, and that cools the carcass down. And it tastes a lot better. That chicken doesn't pick up that water, that nastiness, and the shelf life is longer. Anyway, that's why I tell people, you know, try a case of this and then compare it to the store-bought chicken, and you will notice the difference.
There's no comparison.
And that store-bought chicken, you have no idea what plant it comes from, where it comes from, what family raised it. You have no idea.
Sure. And so chicken's real good, then what comes in kind of second?
Second as far as pounds would be ground beef.
Okay.
Ground beef. And we get all of our ground beef from Frontier Natural Meats in Denver, and they own their own USDA plant, and the animals are all harvested in Colorado, and they come from Colorado and the surrounding states, and they're Angus, no antibiotics, no hormones. And, yeah, that's really, really good product. They have burgers and patties, and, you know, we sell, like, 20 different items that they sell. And I've been in that plant over, I used to have an office in that plant, so over 300 times, so I know that plant real well. Probably one of the cleanest plants you'd ever see on the inside. So
Cool. Bison's got to be coming up.
Yeah, bison too. That's also processed at Frontier Natural Meats. Yeah, an interesting thing about bison is like the ribeye. It's my favorite steak, a bison ribeye. But when you look at that bison ribeye, there's no marbling in there. So you look at it compared to like a USDA choice beef ribeye, and you're thinking that's not going to taste good because it's just all purple. It's, you know, all red meat.
Right.
There's no marbling. But then you eat it, and it's really phenomenal good. I encourage people, if they like bison or think, oh, it's going to be gamey and wild and I would like it, they're really going to like it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite steak.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
It's expensive. I mean, you don't eat it every day, but you can eat it once a month and not break the bank, you know?
Sure.
Especially if you're not eating at a restaurant where they're going to mark it up pretty much.
but when you look at your prices, and I mean this sincerely, when you look at your prices, and I'm not really the grocery shopper in our home, my wife does that, but I mean, man, it's great prices. It's very fair.
Right. Well, the reason is that we're bypassing the distribution system, two steps of it. The main step, the biggest markup, of course, is that beautiful big retail store that's in your neighborhood. That's great for a lot of convenient shopping, but it's expensive.
Right.
That's an expensive piece of real estate, and they got a lot of overhead. So normally they're going to mark up an item 30 to 50%, unless they're giving it away to get you in the store. And these retailers do run ads. They're going to have ads for Thanksgiving turkeys here soon, and they lose money on that bird because they want you to buy. In fact, you'll see the disclaimer. You can only buy one bird per family, and you have to spend over $50 on that same visit. You can't just go in and buy the bird and leave.
Right. They get you, don't
it's
they?
A loss leader. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Well, listen, you can go to the website, barbersfoods.com, put in a promo code Haystack, and we're going to save you 5%. And you know what? This is off of what they sell it for every day. This is not off some price and then, you know, fictitious price they don't sell it for. So this is a true, true discount of 5%. And just put in the promo code Haystack there. And then let's talk about how they can get it then. There are several different options there.
Right. And if they've already gone to Barber's Foods before and visited, check back because we add new items every week. My daughter, Gretchen, she's a college student, but she does this and for us. And so she added a whole bunch of new Wagyu items this week. And the fish that we have today from Taryn and Kara that they caught themselves. And we're going to talk to them here in a little bit. They we just added, this was a pre-order item. We just got it in.
Right.
So now it's not a pre-order anymore. But as far as delivery or picking up, you know, I would say about 60% of the people that order pick up at our Denver warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And That's at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard, right next to the National Western Stock Show Center. And so it's a little hard to find the first time. People have to call and because it's an industrial area.
Sure.
But after you find it the first time, by the way, I just ordered a huge sign because people said, why don't you have a sign out front? I'm like, well, because we're wholesale, but now we're not. So we putting up a sign up tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But about 60% of people pick up, and that's kind of environmental because they're picking up enough meat for a month or two most of the time. And then, but we also deliver. If you're in the Denver metro area and you order over $250, we'll deliver it for free to your doorstep.
Wow.
It's all frozen, so
sure.
You know, just put it in your freezer. And we also ship UPS 2 days. So if you're in Durango, we're not going to deliver it to your door. We'll just ship it UPS 2 days.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Once again, it's barbersfoods.com. And just put in that promo code Haystack, and we will save you a little money here. Well, coming up, this is going to be a very special time. We're going to have Taryn with us and Cara, and they are with Thunder's Catch, as Greg just mentioned. And when you go to the website and you see the picture of this salmon, I wish we were doing a TV spot right now to show you how beautiful this fillet of salmon is, Greg. It is gorgeous.
It's good. It's good. It looks good raw, and it tastes even better after you cook it.
Absolutely.
Or smoke it, yep.
All right, let's go to the phones here, and we've got Taryn and Cara with us. How are you guys doing?
This is Taryn. Taryn White here.
Hey, Taryn. It's Greg. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Greg?
We're doing good. Thank you. We're having a good conversation. We've got one of your fillets, one of them that you personally hauled in the boat, sitting in front of us
right
in the package. Yeah, we're looking at it. We're kind of drooling because we haven't eaten lunch yet.
Yeah.
And I'm on the keto diet, so I haven't eaten yet today, so I got to go home and eat this thing.
Absolutely.
It's quite the journey to get to you all the way from Alaska, Bristol Bay.
Sure, absolutely. And I've been fortunate to fish over there outside of Ketchikan several times. But, boy, you know, and I know you've done some things with John Rush, and I heard that interview that you guys did, but certainly wanted our audience to hear about you as well. So tell us just a little bit about your operation over there.
I've been fishing up in Bristol Bay, Alaska, my whole entire life. My family took me up there when I was 2 months of age. And, 10 years ago, I got my own boat, and my dad taught me how to fish the boat operation, and we bring back a large portion of our catch. And Greg here at Barber's Foods sells it all in the Denver area, and it's really neat to catch it. Such a sustainable run, the largest sockeye run in the whole world, and it's really neat to get those quality fillets to you guys. So that's what we do.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I know that up in northern Idaho where you are, when you're not fishing Alaska, you and Kara let people pick up, but you don't have that in Colorado, so we're that for you. So if people want to enjoy the beautiful fish that you guys catch, we have it in the whole fillets. Those came in when we were on the radio a month ago. We didn't have them in yet, but now we have them in the 6 ounce portions and the fillets. And I tell people, buy them now because I don't have a year-round supply of these. So, you know, I think I'd have enough through the end of the year, maybe into January, but after that, I might be calling you and saying, do you have any more you can ship me? But we just don't know. what is your expectation as far as how much inventory we'll have into the new year?
It's, you know, we planned on having a lot, but it is hard to monitor this COVID situation. You know, everyone seems to be at home and stocking up their freezers.
Sure.
So that kind of, that's happening still, of course. So we have a lot, and I don't worry, but we do have a lot of pre-orders, and everyone was waiting for their orders, you know, for us to get back from Alaska. And we had a line out the door about, unfortunately, it was about a 30-minute wait for people to get their boxes of fillets. But it was pretty neat to supply the community, and they're really excited to have these quality fillets. Yeah,
sure.
We bleed all our fish, and it's just absolute premium quality. Pretty proud of what we do.
Yeah, that was exactly where I was going to go with you, Taryn, on kind of your process and what makes this so different, because I'm telling you, the taste, and I mean, like I say, I've been over there, I've caught it, I've brought it back with me, and, you know, it's just different from what we get from Thunder's Catch.
Yeah, a lot of fillets you might see in the grocery store, I mean, it's great if it's wild, 100%, it's awesome. What we do is we bleed our fish, which actually is really good. It helps the taste for the fillets. It keeps it longer. The blood actually feeds the bacteria. So that's maybe where you can get the fishiness. Some people might say salmon can be at times, but mm-hmm. if it's really caught off the boat, bled, put in ice-chilled water, 34-degree water, and then filleted and flash-frozen, sent straight to you right after that, that's better than behind the glass fresh that's, you know, behind the glass for 5 days.
Sure.
That's not fresh to me.
Yeah, and a lot of that fish, too, if you look at the package, it'll say that it's has color added to it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're not adding any color to your fish.
Mm-hmm. That is farm salmon. All farm salmon has that color, that pigment. They put that color in the meat. They put the color in their feed of the farm salmon, and otherwise it would be gray meat color, which is disgusting. So
yeah, that's
much we both
Greg and I just made a face at each other when you said gray. Yuck. Yeah, this is beautiful here.
I do get asked now and then about how do we know that by selling this fish at Barber's Foods we're not depleting the wild salmon up in Alaska. So how do you answer that question or that concern about the sustainability of this practice?
Oh my gosh, this year in Bristol Bay, we it's the top 3 years ever in the run size. This year in 2020, we had 55.9 million fish go up to spawn, you know. But the rivers, there's six river systems, they can only handle 12 million. If they do more than 12 million, they just overpopulate and, you know, they need a place to lay there. Their eggs, you know, and if there's really a 55 million fish went up there, there would be no offspring. So Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages it extremely well, and they count how much fish is going up each river system. Okay, guys, like fishermen, stop fishing now. Let's get a little more fish going up there. Okay, we just got a big slug of fish going up there. So fish from this time to this time, you know, 8 hours. Or 16 hours, or, you know, since it's such a large run this year, we were able to fish a lot because they still got their escapement and they didn't overpopulate up the rivers into those streams, up those lakes. So, it's extremely sustainable. The average run size in the past 20 years is 39 million, and we were 55.9. So,
wow.
It's really excited. Up in Bristol Bay only, that's where it's at. Other areas of Alaska kind of hurt regarding their runs, but Bristol Bay has been extremely sustainable. We're really happy about that.
Sure. So then you're in Alaska, and how many months out of the year then?
It's June and July. That's when the salmon want to go up.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, June and July season. Mm-hmm.
Once again, go to barbersfoods.com, enter in the promo code Haystack, and you can place your order there. And as Greg mentioned before we started this interview here with Taryn, do not wait on this. This is something, once it's gone for this year. So get in there and do that. And Greg, you got a couple of options. We've got kind of the big fillet yep. here in front of us, but then you do have some portion sizes.
Yep, and the fillets have a little tiny bit of variation because, of course, the fish that Taryn's catching are not all the same size. They're not golf balls, they're fish. So there's a little variation, but they're all approximately about a pound and a half. And this is on a box, there's, you know, between 15 and 20. Is there between 15 and 20 in a box, Taryn? I can't remember. I have to look on the website.
I'd say about 14, 15.
That's right, 14 to 15
per box,
fillets per
20,
box. And the
20-pound box.
The pin bones have been removed, so there's just the skin on one side, the back side, and then the top side, which you can see through the clear film as you get them out of the box frozen. They're this beautiful pink flesh, and these are great on a smoker, a Traeger, any kind of pellet smoker, a barbecue, or in the oven with you know, a little bit of salt, pepper, and olive oil. And then also we do a 10-pound box of 6-ounce portions, Scott. So if someone wants to just do, you know, they're just by themselves or it's just them and their wife, 6-ounce portions are way to go.
Sure. Well, Taryn, hey, we really appreciate you calling in. And, man, thanks for being a great partner for Greg here. And we are thrilled. He has changed the way my wife and I eat and many of my friends already because, I mean, this is
great.
Absolutely delicious salmon for sure.
It's a superfood. I can't think of a more healthier food for anyone. So it's exciting to spread it and go wild. Don't do the farm salmon.
Absolutely. And Greg, take just a minute, Greg, and tell us kind of the difference there.
Between?
The farm raised? Yeah.
And the farm raised salmon and the, yeah, Taryn can probably speak to that too, but, you know, I've been to a couple of these fish farms, and so they're throwing the fish pellets every day. And like Taryn said, they have to add color to the foods, change the meat color.
Right.
And antibiotics so they don't get sick and something to prevent the sea lice. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, and the water's kind of brackish, kind of like the bathtub black water. I was telling you about with the water chilled chicken, the water's, you know, they have to change the water a lot. So if, you know, when I see those fish all cooped up like that, I think, gee, I really want to, you know, eat that fish or be one of those fish, you know, whereas if you, you know, you've been up to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
You catch these things. And I tell people, you know, my dad and I went to Alaska 15 years ago and we spent like a few $1,000s to catch like 25 pounds of fish, which, you know, was a good memory and all that.
Sure,
but
sure.
Unless you, you know, go once, it's beautiful, you know, do the whole thing. It's great. But, you know, you look at the cost per pound when you get back, you could have bought it a lot cheaper.
That's what my wife tells me after every hunting trip and every fishing trip.
Right. Yeah. So it's not always just about the meat. But, So, yeah, big difference between the farm-raised and the wild-caught, just not only in how it's going to eat, but how the fish is treated and raised and the environment that they're in, you know. Yeah. So, you know, you don't usually see the no antibiotic claim on fish. They don't go there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Taryn, hey, man, we know you're busy, but we sure appreciate you taking with us a few minutes with us here, and we will do this again. I want to get you, we do another show on Saturdays called Sportsman of Colorado, a show about the outdoors, hunting and fishing, and we want to get you on that as well, so we'll figure out another time to do that, sir.
Roger, thanks for having me, guys.
Great, thanks, Taryn. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Tell you what, we got to take a short break. When we come back, got a few more minutes with Greg from Barber's Foods. Once again, just go to barbersfoods.com, enter in the promo code Haystack, and that'll save you 5%. And I'm telling you, folks, this is unbelievable meats that you will enjoy. And we'll be right back with Greg right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad you are with us. Got Greg Bloom in studio, Barber's Foods. And wish we had a little longer with Greg today, but we've got a couple more minutes here. And again, if you're just joining us and you caught maybe just a little bit of that interview, that was Taryn with Thunder's Catch out of Bristol Bay in Alaska. And they do all the salmon for Barber's Foods. And I'm telling you, we have a beautiful filet of salmon here in the studio. And all you have to do is go to barbersfoods.com, put in the promo code Haystack, and that will save you 5%. And the website will kind of explain some of the delivery things that Greg has already mentioned. And but Greg, let's talk. You're going to be putting up, you said, some great recipes as well, because, I mean, a lot of us, you know, aren't the chef that we need to be. So we want to learn how to do this right and really cook it good.
Yeah, we want to help people to prepare this beautiful product that we provide to their families in a way that, you know, like restaurant quality and that they didn't blow it.
Sure.
So we'll have recipes coming up. My daughter Gretchen, who's a college student, she manages the website, so I keep her pretty busy with new items and changes. And we just added gift cards, and coming this weekend will be gift boxes. So we'll have three different gift boxes for the holidays, like for corporate giving, or you don't know what to get your grandpa, give him a box of steaks. You can't go wrong with a box of Wagyu. Yeah. We got one gift box. It's got four of these Alaskan salmon fillets with four Wagyu ribeyes. And it's just a great surf and turf box, you know. Man. So, that'd be one. Or if you don't know what he'd like, just get him a gift card. But, We'll have the recipes up soon, and I'll be doing some classes too on how to cook a perfect steak and how to do a Texas style brisket in your smoker.
All right, we'll just do some shows with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, then we'll eat too.
Yeah, then we'll eat. Yeah. We'll bring more a grill in here, man. We'll bring a grill and a smoker. Yeah. Yeah.
I normally smell like smoke, so some people call me Smokehouse because I get it in my hair and my clothes. It's a good smell though.
Right. Because I've just kind of been introduced to this lately. I've known a lot of guys that have smoked meats for years, but the smoking of meat industry has exploded, so to speak, over the last several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, they made it easy with those pellet smokers.
Yeah.
So I tell people, go get one. You can get them for $400 now all over the place. Get the small one. Don't get the big one. Just get the small one. And it's all you need. It'll last you 10 years.
Sure.
And then you don't have to create the fire and maintain the heat and get up at 2 a.m. to see if you need to stoke it. And, you didn't stoke it. You just blew it, you know. The pellet smokers are great.
Yeah.
You can just forget about them, and you can teach your wife how to push the buttons. And if she's not really a smoker person, my wife Christy, she can smoke anything now.
Okay,
that's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up that Traeger tailgater that you told me to.
That's
so we're looking forward to
it. That's the best one. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Real quick, I got about a minute here, but on your brats, I don't know any other words. Just say they're unbelievable and so different.
Yeah, Tim Beeler and his family do a good job with that brat. They've perfected the bratwurst, and that's primarily because they perfected the breed that it comes that they derive all the parts from for the brat. But that's just trim from the hams, and then they actually put some bacon ends and pieces in that brat, and it's in a natural casing. And you know, most bratwursts anymore that you buy retail are an artificial casing, a.k.a. they're plastic. So you're eating plastic brats. Ours are natural casing brats, so they're like the best. They're very addictive.
Yeah,
You know what? Keep them in your freezer, because you can come home from work at 4:30, not know what to do for dinner, and have brats on the table in 35 minutes.
Sure. Overall, and there's a lot of difference. We're up against a break here, but how long will this last in a freezer? If people want to stock up a little bit.
It'll last at least 2 years.
Okay.
If the package isn't compromised.
Right.
If the package is a leaker and you can see some air in the bag, it'll last about a month because it'll start getting freezer.
But sure.
Most of the time, the packages are intact, like this one we're looking at here. You can tell because it's tight against the meat. Easy, 2 years.
2 years. Yep. All right. Yep. Greg, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Absolutely. It's Thunder's Catch now in this salmon. Don't wait. I'm telling you, you're going to go to the website in a month or two. It's going to be gone. Go to barbersfoods.com. Put in the promo code Haystack. Save yourself 5% and start eating good right there in your own home. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, now brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. Their number is 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. Dr. Riggs, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Man, I'm so ready for 2020 to be over.
Almost there,
for sure. Well, once again, it is 5280 Functional Medicine. And by the way, if you've missed any of our past shows, which happens every Friday at this time, go to that website, 5280functionalmed.com. And Dr. Riggs done a great job lining out all the podcasts there, and you can catch a lot of different topics that we have talked about all of this year and even into last year. So hope that you will catch some of those shows as well. All right. Well, we're seeing some spike in COVID cases, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, what else is new, right? They told us 6 months ago that was going to happen, and here it is happening, and kind of right on schedule here. So, you know, all the more reason, everybody, to focus on your health and focus on your stress and your sleep and how much physical activity you're getting and, you know, making sure you're washing your hands and doing the social distance thing that we've all been conditioned to do over the past 6 months. But just don't forget about the health component, right? When our health is at a higher level, we don't have to worry so much. We might contract the virus, and like we talked about many months ago, it's likely, the leading researchers and scientists are saying that, you know, it's likely that sooner or later we will all encounter this virus. And it's not a matter of if necessarily, it's a matter of when. It is not the Black Plague. It has a 99.74% right. recovery rate, a 0.2% death rate, 0.26. And that's according to the CDC. And so, you know, I get that people don't want to get COVID. I get that people don't want to get the flu. You don't want to get mono. You don't want to get anything, really,
yeah,
right?
If
you can help it. But just realize that this is not a death sentence. And the way to make sure that it's not a death sentence is to make sure that you're staying healthy. That's mm-hmm. really the key. It's the message that we get bludgeoned with is social distancing, is masks, is, you know, therapeutics and vaccines. Again, that is a symptom-based approach. That is a downstream, if you will, right. approach to this thing. And if you want a more upstream approach, support your immune system. And we know how to do that, right? Mm-hmm. We know that physical activity supports your immune system. We know that, and you know, each one of these topics is an entire,
sure.
you know, lengthy conversation into itself, but physical activity, right? Your day-to-day nutrition mm-hmm. is either feeding disease or fighting disease. So which is yours? You know, how much the quality and quantity of sleep that you're getting affects your immune system status. And it's been well known for many, many decades and is glaringly obvious when you go to medical schools like I have attended.
Right.
And, you know, every time it gets near a massive test or a massive board examination, people get sick. Why are they getting sick? Because they're stressed to the max. They're pulling all-nighters. They're abusing junk food because it's comfort food, right? We're all guilty of this,
sure.
but these are the things that contribute to your disease risk and your COVID risk, and
right.
since you brought it up, Scott. And so my point is just that while you are social distancing and while you are wearing your mask and while you are preparing to consider what you're going to do once the vaccine rolls out, whether you're going to get it or not. Are you investing in your health? Are you putting clean, healthy, whole food sources into your mouth every day? Are you getting plenty of sleep, and is it quality sleep? Do you suffer from an underlying apnea issue that maybe needs to be addressed? You know, how's your stress level? How is your, not just your perceived stress level, but your metabolic stress? Again, that kind of ties back into what you eat. Your inflammatory stress, are you inflamed? Do you even know what that means? Has your doctor ever tested you for inflammation markers in your body? These are markers that elevate in an environment in the body that is chronic low grade inflammation. And so this is sort of a low simmering underlying prerequisite for all chronic disease, from Alzheimer's and dementia to diabetes to cancer. an autoimmune disease, chronic low-grade inflammation. How inflamed are you? And you know, how well are you getting that sleep again? So, you know, when it comes to health, and when it comes to, you know, your risk for any type of infection, including COVID, we want to look at those major pillars of health: your day-to-day food and eating habits, your physical activity day-to-day, your day-to-day stress from all those different factors, and your nightly sleep, mm-hmm. right? So those are the big ones. Those are the really big ones. And I bring them up again today, and I mentioned them last show in greater detail. You can go to our website later this weekend. I haven't yet uploaded the last week's show. I should have done that by now, and I didn't. But over the weekend, I will, and you can check out last week's show and listen in greater detail to the benefit of cleaning up those four major pillars of health in not just immune system health, in supporting your immune system health, but also for things like hypertension and diabetes. And all four of those major pillars really have a whole heck of a lot to do with our risk for either future development of future disease or health. Mm-hmm. And they're just so foundational and so important that, you know, that really is, if you think of your health, you know, your body's health as a pyramid, that builds the foundation of the pyramid. And all of the, you know, medications and all of the other things are the pinnacle of that pyramid. They're sprinkled on the top. But if you're not healthy, if you don't have a solid foundation, you're no healthier just relying on the mm-hmm. drug-only approach, which is our current standard American yep. approach, is you go in to your doctor with a symptom, they spend 8 to 10 minutes with you, and you get a pill for whichever ill you have. Mm-hmm. And all that drug tends to do is suppress a symptom that you're experiencing. And in our practice, in our functional medicine practice here at 5280 Functional Medicine, we strive to not just, we have respect for those symptoms, and symptomatic relief is important in the short term, but we strive for a more long-term solution, a more significant and long-term result. And the only way to get that is to focus on the underlying causes and right. contributors and triggers of chronic low-grade health conditions, right? And so that's really what we talk about every week, Scott, is how do we go about, what is a better way? Our current medical model is failing us. That has been mm-hmm. proven. That is a fact. We have the best emergency care, acute care system in the world. So, which means if you get hit by a bus, I want that to happen here in the U.S., right? If that's going to happen to me, knock on wood, it doesn't. But our conventional medical model here in the United States is not well equipped to handle chronic conditions, chronic low-grade conditions. What are some of those things? Heart disease, the number one killer. Cancer, the number two killer, right. You know, lower respiratory infection, arguably, you know, up there on the top five list, dementia and Alzheimer's. That is a chronic condition. These have all been studied in the scientific literature, and the results have come back that there are more, much more lifestyle factors and environmental factors that have to do with your risk for these chronic diseases. Autoimmune disease is another one. Diabetes is another one. Lifestyle factors is more than 90% of our risk for developing those chronic conditions. It is not just your family history. It is not just your genetics, right? We know genetics do not run the show. That has been debunked. That was a theory that occurred in the early 2000s. That was debunked following the Human Genome Project completion. And so I just want everybody listening to realize that you really have a lot more control over your health destiny than you have been led to believe up until this point in time. You have more control than maybe your doctor mm-hmm. is leading you to believe. Because again, what's the message we get from our doctors when we go in there? Well, what are your symptoms? fill out this paperwork that includes your symptoms and your family history and any medications that you're currently taking. And based on what's on your paperwork and based on these superficial lab tests that I'm going to run, I'm going to prescribe you a drug to take care of your symptom of high cholesterol or depression or anxiety or high blood pressure, high blood sugar. We're going to give you something that manipulates your physiology and either crams a certain value down or pushes it up, you know, artificially inflates it, and makes the doctor feel really good about the lab work, despite maybe the patient still doesn't feel very good. Mm-hmm. The doctor's pleased with how the lab work has come back. If this is you, and if you're unhappy with your situation, and we almost exclusively get patients who have been dealing with chronic conditions for not just weeks or months, but for years or decades, and they've been around the block, they know the routine, right?
Right.
They go to their doctor and they get that song, that same song and dance that we're all used to, and the patients that come and reach out to us are the patients who are really fed up, not mm-hmm. the patients that are totally cool with
sure.
sitting back and continuing to, have dessert with every single meal and you sit there with the potato chips and, you know, not get out and about during the weekend and move their body, and they're stressed to the max and not getting great sleep. These are patients who have a complex chronic issue going on, and conventional medicine has thrown their arms up in the air saying, we have no idea what to do for you. Here, we're going to refer you to this guy. And then you get to that guy and they say, well, you know, we're not exactly sure what's going on. We're going to send you over here. And have you been bouncing around? Have you noticed that? Have you been bouncing around from one doctor to another without anybody really getting you anywhere? I mean, has your health improved dramatically? Has there been any attempt at fixing any kind of underlying cause of your chronic issue, or is it just another medication? Is it just another surgery?
Rarely is there a strategy. Think about the last time you've been with your regular doctor. Was there ever a sit-down session, a strategy to get you better, a plan? Not.
Right.
I mean, like you said, the little prescription pad comes out, and that's your plan.
Yeah.
Take that as prescribed.
And now, you know, that if that is the only tool in your doctor's toolbox, then that is what you can expect. Mm-hmm. But it might behoove people to maybe seek a practitioner outside of that conventional paradigm where it's just a pill for every ill and a different specialist for every inch of your body. Maybe you need somebody on your healthcare team that takes more of a 30,000 foot view of your health instead of looking at each individual body part or each individual system of the body. You know, you've got the brain guy, you've got the heart guy, you've got the right. bone and joint guy. You've got, you know, like I said, a different doctor for every part.
And each one of them, excuse me for interrupting, but each one of them, you know what they're concerned about? That one part they're looking at. And they're not looking at what that pill, and I know this from my sister when she passed away with diabetes, they're not concerned a lick about what that medication may do to another part of your body.
Exactly. So it can become a big, tangled mess after a while. And anybody who's had this experience knows exactly what I'm talking about. You're probably screaming at your radio right now. But you know exactly what I mean. And so what my team at 5280 Functional Medicine does is we gather a more comprehensive health history of each individual patient that comes in, which includes not just the family history and your symptoms and your medications. We include all of that, but we also dive quite deeply into your lifestyle habits, right? Super important to know if we're going to make those significant or long-lasting changes in your health. Super important to know. Your medical doctor doesn't necessarily gather that stuff because they only have 8 to 12 minutes whatever insurance is going to pay for. They pay for an 8 to 12 minute visit. Well, why are they going to gather that information if they have no time to go over that information, right? Well, we make the time, right? We're a cash-based practice. We charge for just a unit of our time, which is why people come in. We charge a reasonable rate for a 90-minute initial assessment to go over that paperwork, to take a patient through a comprehensive, problem-focused physical examination that first visit. And then after the history gathering and the physical examination, we sit down, we put our heads together, and we figure out what would make the most sense to how to proceed, right? Here are the different diagnostic tests that we have at our disposal, at our fingertips, that we can utilize to gather more information. We already get a ton of information from the history and the physical exam, but then that advanced laboratory diagnostic testing that we run, that we offer, that is not standard of care. It's above and beyond the standard of care, which is why most doctors aren't running this stuff. Only functional medicine practitioners are running this stuff. And another reason why most doctors aren't running this stuff is because insurance doesn't pay for it, because, mm-hmm. again, it's beyond the standard of care. But we utilize this advanced testing. They're valuable tools, whether it's advanced cardiometabolic testing, advanced gut testing, stool analysis, or urine hormone analysis, or hair analysis, or whatever the case may be, whatever the situation calls for, there is an advanced test to determine what the heck is going on inside that is resulting and manifesting in these symptoms. And when we begin to trace the underlying cause or causes, as is the case most time, there's multiple factors, sure. going on, then we're really cooking with gas. Then we can really find out and what's going on, and based on that, how we can tailor a treatment program to help this patient. Because the standard symptom-based, what's your symptom, here's the drug for that symptom, that's not getting us anywhere. Mm-hmm. That is resulting in more and more people being more and more prescriptions being written, more and more people being medicated, and nobody really being any healthier. You're not healthier the more drugs you're on. And a doctor's goal shouldn't be to have their patient be on more and more medications. It should be to have your patient on less and less, right? Because if you need to be on less and less medications, you're actually getting healthier. Mm-hmm. If you need to be on more and more, that's a sign of disease and illness, and you're going in the wrong direction. So if you notice that trend from your doctor, might be necessary to venture out, seek out a practice like ours, 5280functionalmed.com. Check out our website if you're interested before giving us a call, and check us out. We've got lots of great educational resources, lots of scientific literature to support the efficacy of how we practice. Like I say, this isn't woo-woo witch doctor crystal, sure. healing type stuff. This is hard evidence. We cite hard evidence to support how we practice. And that is how my wife and I decided to do things from the get-go, that it wasn't just going to be based on anecdotal evidence and our mm-hmm. clinical experience, because guess what? Practitioners sometimes, they see outcomes that they want to see. Right, so we're not married to any particular type of practice philosophy or you know, conventional standard of care. We truly bend with the breeze of the scientific literature, and this is how most practitioners should be practicing, but it just isn't. We get comfortable, we get set, sure. in our ways, and, well, I've had patients come in and say, well, I've been taking a baby aspirin for the last 20 years, and I said, well, you know, in so many words, in a nice way to slide it into the conversation, just letting you know that, you know, some recent studies have come out, over 1 million patients involved in these 3 separate studies. And, it concluded that if you're using aspirin for primary prevention of a heart attack or stroke, meaning you've not had one yet and you're using it prophylactically, there's no evidence that that is efficacious. And in fact, there is evidence that it's harmful to you because it raises your risk of cancer and all-cause mortality. And their jaws drop when they say this, because despite the fact that these major studies have come mm-hmm. out, which changed the way that the major heart associations have, trickled down that information to the major medical schools, their doctor, who's been in practice for 30 years, decides, I'm going to keep doing this because it's been my experience that it works. Well, you can go ahead and do that, but you're no longer practicing evidence-based medicine, sure. right? Just right. FYI. So our practice can pivot on a dime and can utilize new, recent, cutting-edge information and apply it on Monday, immediately, right. as soon as we get back from whichever, you know, seminar or whichever article that we read that elucidates this new information to us that has a real-time impact on our patients' health and well-being. So it's important not just to be ingrained in the old ways of doing things. And so I pride my practice and my team in being able to change as the scientific literature change and evolve as the science evolves. That's a critically important component of any doctor's office that you go to. And we all think that our doctors are doing that, but that might not be the case.
Right.
We all need to be our own health advocates. And the days of just blindly trusting our doctors is over. The top killers in the United States are chronic and multifactorial, and conventional medicine has become extremely hyper-specialized, and no one is looking at all of these factors and all of these different systems that are involved, and just kind of, you know, batting patients around back and forth when they don't know what to do anymore.
Why have we not seen one health official, air quotes here, official, through all this, from January through today, not one get on and say, okay, social distance, wash hands, wear a mask, but also get to your doctor, get some good blood work, build your immune system. Why is that not part of it?
It's the culture, Scott. I think it's the culture. Our culture is one of their, you know, people are looking for a quick fix, so therefore it's supply and demand. Lots of people are looking for the quick fix, so the quick fix is going to become readily available for patients. Insurance definitely has something to do about it. You know, things like, for example, in psychiatry, things like cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, psychotherapy, where you have to go and see a practitioner and, you know, pay for numerous visits, sometimes indefinite visits of cognitive behavioral therapy to keep somebody functioning at a higher, you know, level and feel better emotionally. That's way too expensive for insurance companies to pay for. They'd rather pay for the drugs in that particular situation. So oftentimes insurance is dictating, this has been documented, insurance is dictating how treatment will proceed and what they will pay for. Because, the cognitive behavioral therapy, although it's not invasive, is far too costly. The medications are cheaper and more lucrative. And so we're going to reimburse for the medications. We're going to cut you off from the cognitive behavioral therapy. So there's lots of reasons for that. I think it's a cultural thing. People are taking better care of themselves overseas and elsewhere. It's just our culture. It's a quick fix, you know, instant gratification type of deal here in healthcare. And so, you know, part of what I wanted to, you know, discuss today is just, you know, these general concepts, these foundational concepts in health. But since you brought up COVID, anybody listening, if you're interested, you know, bust out your recorder, or if you're driving, pull over with a pen and a paper, because these are a few things that you can, besides the foundation, these are a few things that you can sprinkle on top of that supplementally, because these are supplements that are very evidence-based, that have come out this year, 2020, since this COVID outbreak. But supplements that help boost, you know, enhance your immune system, decrease viral growth, and reduce your symptoms are things like curcumin, 500 to 1,000 milligrams twice daily, for example. Quercetin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, for example. Everybody's going to be a little bit different because everybody's an individual, but that'll get you in the ballpark. How about zinc acetate or zinc citrate, zinc picolinate, zinc glycinate, zinc gluconate, all these different types of zinc lozenges, 30 to 60 milligrams orally in divided doses. N-acetylcysteine. This is a substance that's used in hospitals for Tylenol overdose. But N-acetylcysteine, 600 to 900 milligrams twice daily. How about vitamin D? We've talked about that. We did an entire show about vitamin D. 5,000 IUs daily, although I highly recommend, if you're going to take vitamin D, get tested first. Vitamin A, 10,000 to 20,000, 25,000 IUs, caution during pregnancy. Vitamin C, 1 to 3 grams orally daily. You can also do vitamin C in an IV. There are practitioners in the state of Colorado that can do IV vitamin C infusions. Highly therapeutic, and you can go way beyond 1 to 3 grams. You can just do 1 to 3 grams daily orally, because any much more than that and it'll upset your gut. And other things like melatonin, 5 to 20 milligrams taken at bedtime, elderberry, 500 milligrams orally. Green tea or EGCG, 4 cups of green tea daily. Try to stick with the decaf because you don't want it to mess with your hormones. Resveratrol, 100 to 150 milligrams orally twice daily. Beta-glucans, medicinal mushrooms, Chinese skullcap, licorice root. There are all sorts of evidence-based supplements and botanicals that can help you enhance your immune system, decrease viral growth of all viruses, including COVID, and help ease your symptoms in addition to helping you cope with stress. Now, one last thing I want to plug here before we finish up for the weekend, and then I'll say goodbye and have everybody have a happy weekend. But on the topic of stress, if you are experiencing any kind of stress, and we're all, like we talked about last time, stress comes from lots of different places. Sure. If it's not about the virus, or if it's not about, you know, the election, or if it's about something, it's about finances, it's about, you know, whatever. Well, recently, my family moved into a new home. It is a highly stressful process, and we wound up finding, you know, the home of our dreams. And long story short, for anybody out there interested in, you know, you're wondering, you know, resources for who I can't do this whole thing myself. I mean, that's what I was thinking going into this. I have no idea what I'm doing. I need to gather a competent team of people to help me achieve this goal of home ownership. This economy is crazy hot, and so you don't need any extra stress added onto your plate. Look up Tanyel Spencer at SpencerRealtyLLC.com. Tanyel Spencer at SpencerRealtyLLC.com. She's the realtor that we used. She was amazing from start to finish, answering questions. Just an amazing resource to answer questions, to just a confidant, somebody to bounce things off of. And everything from who could we use as a plumber to who should we use as an inspector. She's got lists. She's got resources. It is a one-stop shop for whatever you may need in the Denver metro area for those looking for a home. And then one other person that I wanted to plug is Jennifer Johans from Loan Depot. J Johans, J-J-O-H-A-N-N-S at loandepot.com. She was our lender, and she did an absolutely amazing job, again, answering questions, bouncing things off of. Tell it to me straight. Can you do this? Can you not do this? Everything was upfront. It was smooth, headache free. So I highly encourage people, anybody looking for a realtor in the Denver metro area, Tanyel Spencer at SpencerRealtyLLC.com. And if you're in the market, if you need a good lender, a reliable lender, Jennifer Johans, jjohans at loandepot.com. Google those people. They will be a massive asset to your team of competent individuals when you are hunting for that new home. Trust me, as a person that deals with patients coming in with chronic or acute stress conditions, this saved us such a headache. These two individuals saved us so much headache, because this is, anybody that's been through this before knows exactly what I'm talking about, that this is, it's a massive undertaking, and they can really save you. So,
absolutely. Well, good deal. All right. Well, it's great to have that person you can trust to do all that.
Absolutely.
That, for sure. All right. 5280functionalmed.com. Again, is the website. 720-722-0386. As Dr. Riggs said, hope everyone has a great, great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.